me have him drive my mother to take my mother to Sunday school, I'd have to, my younger brother and me, well, he wasn't old enough to help me at the time, big enough, and I'd have to get up on the tongue of the wagon to get the harness on the mules. And that went on for years. And, there weren't no low water bridge across this creek up here. This biggest creek, you know, across at that time. And after a rain, just that little rise come down that creek, that quicksand was dangerous. And my oldest brother, he had just married. He lived back over around in that community back around that church, and normally I wanted to go up there on Sunday, and I helped the team up, and my younger brother, and took her and my two sisters up there. And coming, while we was up there, there come a rain back up Piney here, and I thought the creek was fuller, but I didn't know it was. That sand was all spread out like it was. And of course, I was just a kid, too. Well, I drove that team off in there, and the mules weighed about 1,300 pounds each. And they went out, they went plumb under except their heads. And I had a new wagon, practically a new wagon. And the only thing to save my mother and them girls was that bed was linked down to the frame, you know. It wouldn't let it float off. And the mules just lunged. They went through that, across that creek a lunge. And as they'd come up and make that lunge, you could see their whole back, all their back was covered in sand, you know. And they came out about 10 feet below the where the ford where that bridge comes out there. Now back then there weren't no stock law, and then the banks was clean, you know, wasn't no big timber. And the banks wasn't as high. I didn't have a thing in the world to do with that team getting out of there. They got out there south. They just powerful enough they took that wagon out of there. And when I got out on the bank up here, I stopped, and the bed was full of water and sand. It was practically a new way, you know, everything was tight. I let the water out of there, and I guess I had at least a third of that bed was full of sand. You know, I mean, the sand. As I said, if that bed hadn't been linked down, now my mother, then my sisters couldn't swim. They probably grounded it, because, you know, the bed just floated off.
And you?
Oh, my brother and me swim like fish. We learned to swim in a big ditch over where I was born. There's some of them holes standing in there, like you was talking to me about a while ago, you know, some of them big gullets, ditches. There's
one of them holes. Often.
Go in naked, you know, his head. That whole water maybe was 10, 12 foot long and maybe 3 foot deep. Well, right there where I learned to swim. Yeah. That was before they let us, we was too small, I was. They wouldn't let us go on the creek at that time. But I learned to swim before they ever let me go to the creek.
And when you got big enough, you?
We spent a many and a day on the creek. We'd catch this creek down here,